Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, it's a pretty good day to be in studio with producer Dave Harrigan, Henry Lake in for Chad Hartman. It is the Chad Hartman Show. Looking forward to hanging out with you guys here for the next 3 hours. Taking your calls, taking your text on the stylesfinancial.com talking text line, which is 651-461-9226. It's been, maybe a few months, a couple of months since I've last seen you, Dave, but you doing well?
Yes, I am. You?
Always nice to be hanging out with you. I'm doing well. I got no complaints. No complaints. Man, Chad, I don't know who takes more days off. Is it Chad Hartman or is it Jason DeRussia?
Chad Hartman.
Clearly?
Chad Hartman, yes.
Is it clear?
It is clear. It is Chad Hartman. I mean, none of them touch Susie Jones, but let's be honest. The three of us put together don't touch Susie Jones.
Oh, man. All right. Well, you know, we got a lot of things that we're going to get to here over the course of the next 3 hours. I look forward to hanging out with you guys here today. And I actually want to start with one of my favorite people to watch participate in the sports world right now, and that's Caitlin Clark. The Iowa basketball star, who is now going to be, I believe, a WNBA star. That's what I think. That's my opinion. We'll see how it plays out. I don't think that she's going to be a bust. Will she live up to the hype? Just a matter of time. We'll see how this plays out. But she's in the news today because of an interaction that she had with a columnist from the Indianapolis Star, okay, by the name of Greg Doyle. He's been around for quite some time. I think many people would view him as somewhat controversial just because he claims this awkwardness. I think that, like many people, I would agree it's not necessarily awkwardness. It's more of he thinks that he can talk down to a lot of athletes because that's just how he comes across. And I get it. We're all different. We all have different personalities. We're all unique in some way. But he comes across as that guy in sports media in Indianapolis that no issue about going after a coach or going after a player or any of that stuff, whatever. But just kind of like when you talk down to people, people take it a certain way. Well, they had an interaction yesterday that we'll play here in a second. But I think that the number one thing that I take out of their interaction, which was super awkward and people took it as very sexist, is that the WNBA with Caitlin Clark is going to teach a lot of men how to appropriately cover women's sports. Covering women's sports is not exactly the same as covering men's sports. It's just not. The WNBA actually, they implemented a rule in which, like, the locker room situation is different. You know how, like, you can go into an NBA locker room and you can stand there and you can next
sure.
to. It's not the same way with the WNBA, okay? let's play the soundbite here. So the interaction is she's up on the podium and she's fielding questions from the media. And, well, this is kind of the introduction that Greg Doyle has that comes across as extremely awkward. He later apologized when he's talking to Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin, Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine. So, question is.
All right, so what he did was he's talking and referencing the heart symbol. So we see the heart thing she does to her family. We've also seen, you know, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, they do the heart thing to each other. So we get all of that. But in the commentary there, okay, in which he says to her, if you do this to me, then we'll just be just fine. Is it clumsy? Yes. Is it awkward? Yes. Is it inappropriate? I would say yes. Okay, all of those, especially when you're meeting somebody for the first time. Like, it just comes across as weird. He got crushed for it. Should he lose his job? Absolutely not. Should he have his press credential to go cover the Indiana Fever pulled? No. I know that those takes were out there. I disagree with them. Did he write a column in which he apologized? Absolutely he did. I read it. I thought it was a good job of apologizing, although I don't know. The whole thing about him being genuine, just based on just kind of following stuff the last several years, I'm not really sure. But I think that the point that he made in the apology column and that I'm trying to make here is that we have to be cognizant of who we're talking to and how we're addressing them. How did you take the interaction, Dave Harrigan?
A little weird, a little unnecessary.
People said he was creepy.
Yeah, see, that's the part that gets me. I don't think it was creepy. I didn't take it as sexual in nature, which a lot of people have said. It was clearly a, you know, sexually charged, you know, people calling him a pervert. I think that's ridiculous. I think just making that leap is going too far.
It did come across as creepy, though. And the reason why I say is because he said he made it about him. And he said when you do, he said, what was the comment? I think the commentary again was something along the lines of,
play it again.
If you do that to me, then we'll be just fine.
Caitlin, Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
He's making the sign.
Like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me, and we'll be able to get along just fine.
Yeah, so, it comes across as creepy there because he said to him.
Yeah.
He didn't say to everybody else. He says you start doing, you know, do it to the fans. He said to him. So I get the creepiness thing.
See, I don't even think that. I don't find that creepy.
Really?
I think that just means to me, hey, I'm a columnist. Hey, as long as we're on the same page, as long as we're friendly, we'll get along fine.
Yeah.
That's how I took it. It was, I think, weird to do the heart thing in a press conference setting. I think that was an odd choice. But to say it's creepy, sexual, gross, I think it was just a little weird. That's, I mean, I have no problem with it other than that.
651-461-9226. If you saw the interaction or you just heard it there, what do you make of how the WNBA should be covered moving forward, specifically from male reporters or columnists? I do think that when we are in the space, that we should have this heightened sense of our surroundings and who we're dealing with, right? Like, even not just with women, but specifically here, it's about women because it's about a women's league, right? But I think that we should always be cognizant of time, place, and who we're addressing. And I think that that's one of the things that he did mention in the apology column that he's going to have to do a much better job of. I want to take phone calls on that, but I also have a question for you guys out there, too, with regards to Caitlin Clark. Does Caitlin Clark's success at Iowa make you someone that wants to give the WNBA a chance? I'll repeat the question. Does Caitlin Clark's success at Iowa, because everybody's a Caitlin Clark fan, right? Everybody's in love, and we're talking about the viewership for the tournament. We talked about, did you see the numbers for how many people watched the draft? It was remarkable It's not even close, the numbers that they did in terms of what they've done previously. Does Caitlin Clark's success at Iowa make you someone, and we are a WNBA market, that wants to give the WNBA a chance? 651-461-9226. This is the Chad Hartman Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. Chad Hartman Show. Henry Lake in with Dave Harrigan. Talking about Caitlin Clark. And beyond just the comment that was made yesterday from Greg Doyle from the Indianapolis Star. And we'll get your reaction, whether you want to call in or hit us up on the text line, the stylesfinancial.com talking text line, 651-461-9226. I posed the question before the break. Does Caitlin Clark's success at Iowa make you someone that wants to give the WNBA a chance? Well, from the 612, maybe Caitlin is a bit like Tiger Woods back in the day, bringing new interest to the game. Also good to hear you on the air, like, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. From the 651, yep, excited to watch WNBA. It was exciting seeing the draft and recognizing the women. Excited to watch Caitlin, huge fan, but also the others. It's a new day, I think, forward from here. So this doesn't necessarily pertain to me because I've been watching women's basketball my entire life. Been a fan, used to go to college basketball when I was in college, right? Going to SEC games to visit my friends that were playing at Georgia. I loved Pat Summitt. And clearly when the women's leagues started, I was watching, right? I've been watching. I don't attend as many WNBA games as I should, but I do oftentimes. Or occasionally, we'll go to a Lynx game. I'm not sure how this is going to play out for a couple of different reasons. I'm not sure because, first off, I don't think that the WNBA is ever going to rival the success and the, I guess, how many people actively love women's college basketball because of the identity that we have identifying with our school and university, our favorite program, our favorite coach. Like, that's a totally different thing with regards to college basketball. Like, there are people that are alums, and they will forever support a school and institution, but they won't necessarily just jump and be Lynx fans or Fever fans. Or Sky fans, right? Like, that's drastically different, number one. Number two, it takes an investment of time. It takes an investment of time. This league is played in the summer when people tend to want to get out and do stuff. That's just a fact. And before anybody has the comeback of, well, folks devote time to baseball. There's a difference. You don't watch WNBA games outside. You don't. People take advantage of the good summer weather and they get outdoors. There's a difference between being in Target Center and being at Target Field. Right?
And it's just a different vibe.
Yeah,
baseball is a much more passive, you know, passive watch for a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. 651-461-9226. I do think that Caitlin Clark's success, and not just Caitlin Clark, I think that the entire wave of the women that have been elevated and have been discussed and talked about here the last couple of years is going to create and generate, clearly we've seen the interest already in women's basketball. I think it's going to take the WNBA to maybe some other places. I don't know how we're going to be able to look at it, though, ultimately, and say success or failure. I feel like people are ready to say that if Caitlin Clark isn't talked about 24/7, right, on ESPN or on the radio and stuff like that, well, like 2 years from now, that all of a sudden, well, you know, Caitlin Clark, yeah, she was pretty darn good, but she didn't take the sport where we thought that she was going to. And I don't think that that's fair to her. I really don't.
No, it's not.
I think it's a gradual process. You know, it's not just on her too. And that's the other thing about it. I think that we're putting a lot of pressure on her because, like the texter says, something about maybe there could be a Tiger Woods effect. That's asking a lot.
Yeah.
I think that it should be collectively, what is Paige going to do when she find when you know when Paige Beckers gets to the WNBA after she plays another year at UConn and other what happens in a couple of years when Juju Watkins comes out? So I think it's going to take some time. I think it's going to be gradual. What will be the standard and the bar by which we look at? Not sure, but we'll see. We'll see. Let's take a phone call from Greg. Wants to weigh in on the topic. What's up, Greg?
Hi. Yeah, I watched that Iowa-Alabama game to see Caitlin Clark, and she's just as good as their hype. I was amazed how good a team Alabama was. And the quality of the women's tourney was out of sight. It was, wow.
But and let me ask you this, Greg. Are you a WNBA fan already?
Yes, I'm a huge Lindsey Whalen fan.
Okay. So you like the Lynx. Will you attend more WNBA games or watch more of them on television just based off of Caitlin Clark?
No. Maya Moore is my hero. She, not just being a great player. She got a guy out of prison, and she married him. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's take for the team.
Yep. Go ahead. Well, thanks for the phone call from Greg. Thanks for the phone call, Greg. I think there was a little bit of a delay on his end. He couldn't really hear everything that we were saying. But you've got two daughters.
Yes.
In your household, how active were they this past year in terms of watching women's basketball, women's college basketball? Not at all? Because they're too young?
They're too young.
Okay.
Young for it, but I mean, give them a few years if they're interested in basketball, which they're actually just kind of starting to find an interest in playing basketball, learning how to dribble, you know, things like that. I think they'd be into it, and I'd absolutely be very happy to watch games with them, take them to games. You know, I think it's interesting how you pointed out how we love our college teams different than we love our pro teams. And caller Greg there mentioned being a huge Lindsey Whalen fan.
Yep.
And I was going to the U right in the heyday when it was Whalen and McCarville going to the Final Four.
Yep.
And the barn was rocking. I went to several games for a couple years there. It was the best ticket in town. You know, far better than the men's product was certainly at that time, the Munson era. And with all the success she had there, all the success she had with the Lynx, it was different. You know, winning titles here with the Lynx, I still think the team, you know, the town, I should say, fell in love more with the Gophers as she was a Gopher, more so than they did with the Lynx, even as they were winning title after title after title after title.
Yeah.
So it's a great question of how much can a college star, Caitlin Clark, being put in Indiana, not exactly your big market, you know, how much can she raise the level of the entire league? And to put that on her, you know, to ask an LA Sparks fan or, you know, someone out in New York or wherever to all of a sudden become a WNBA fan because of one player that's playing in the middle of the country. That's asking a lot.
Yeah. Text line real quickly from the 763. Would you find it creepy if he said the exact same thing to Travis Kelce in an interview since he does the same thing to Taylor Swift? Yes, I would find that creepy. Yeah, singling themselves out, whether it was a male or female, doesn't matter in terms of the reporter. Yeah, if he did that to Travis Kelce and he understood the dynamics of it all, yeah, I would probably think that that would be deemed as creepy as well. All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, the never-ending nightmare that I just can't understand. The light rail. We get to it next year. Henry Lake Inn. It's the Chad Harbin Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The never-ending nightmare that I just can't understand has to be the light rail situation in the Twin Cities. I just, the Metro Transit and the light rail and all the stuff with the Met Council, I'm trying to wrap my head around all of this. Because every single, it seems like, couple of weeks, there's more and more information coming out about how much more money it's going to cost, mistakes that are being made. This has got to be one of the biggest screw-ups that we've had in this area in forever. Listen to this headline today.
Yeah, let's go.
Light rail project encounters new obstacle in Minneapolis North Loop. Major utility lines. XL Energy lines in the North Loop, which provide power to parts of downtown Minneapolis, will need to be moved. Okay? Now, when they put this out earlier this morning, and news is always breaking and they're moving around different news stories, whatever, I legitimately looked at the Star Trib and they had like three things that were wrong. I mean, not wrong in terms of like they were wrong in their reporting. I'm talking about issues with light rail, whether it's budget and how much money is going to be needed, and just it's one thing after another. This entire situation has been an absolute train wreck, and it's the never-ending nightmare. I just don't understand it, Dave. And look, I know that some people will be like, well, like you just seem to be, because we listened to you over the course of the last year or so, whatever, anti-light rail. I'm not anti-light rail. I just think that we are overrating the use of light rail. I don't think that as many people will ever utilize light rail the way that we have been talking about it. I just don't see it happening. Do you think that massive amounts of people are using light rail right now?
No.
So why are we getting hit over the head 24/7? And people can say, well, you've already started. You got to finish what you started, and you're getting money from the government and all this federal money. I get all of that. But, man, it just seems like this is a never-ending thing. And, the running joke is always about, in the summertime, our roads and how we got to do road construction, all this stuff, whatever. Mm-hmm. This light rail thing blows it away.
Well, Southwest Light Rail, I mean, that project is, wow.
Yep.
That's an incredible failure. Now we're talking about this one, the expansion of the Blue Line up into the Northeast. When you got some yard work to do and somebody comes out and sprays the lawn for where they got gas lines and electrical? Did we not bother to do that right when we first started making this? Hey, could you just spray over in Northeast to just let us know where the lines are? Why are we learning this now? It's ridiculous. And
yep.
Like you say, it's clear not enough people are riding the trains because they had the news last week of, hey, we're going from 3 cars on a train down to 2. Well, clearly that's because you're not filling them up with enough people to justify 3 cars. We're not New York. We're not Chicago.
Nope.
We are a spread out town. We have, 2 downtown hubs, and we have a massive amount of people surrounding them in the first ring, second ring, even the third ring suburbs. And to me, I got it at the time, when we were connecting the downtowns. I get it for connecting the downtowns to the airport. But for things like, extending the Blue Line, for Southwest, for, any other projects extending light rail out to the suburbs, it doesn't make sense to me. To put a train line or use an existing train track, whatever you're doing, to have that be your only option, it has to go here and it cannot go another spot versus a bus, which you can have, you can invest in buses and have, this be our route. Well, 10, 20 years from now, you find populations have shifted or whatever's going on. Okay, we can change those routes. Can't do that with the trains.
You can't do that with the trains. And not only that, and this is another part, and this is actually a different issue, but this Met Council, man, the transparency or lack thereof from them is so utterly frustrating. We sit here and for me, I get bothered by decisions that are made with the city council. And then you talk about the make like, and this is not me just trying to rail on Minneapolis. I'm a resident of Minneapolis. I love Minneapolis. I love this great state of Minnesota. I've lived in various different areas, right? Grew up in North Minneapolis. I've lived in St. Louis Park. I've lived I've lived all over, right? Bottom line is people want us to get our act together. I think that this light rail situation across the board has been an utter disaster in terms of the utilization of money and just resources. And look, sometimes in life, you got to look in the mirror and say, you know what, man, this ain't working out. This ain't panning. This is not. And I get it. We're all going to bump our heads. We're going to make some mistakes. But it's almost as though we're not even understanding how many mistakes we're making along the way. And it's just, it seems like this is never going to get done. We can sit here and we can talk about, well, we think that this is going to happen by 2027, or we think that this is going to happen by 2030. Where's the proof? Where's the proof that this is ever going to end? Where's the proof that we're ever going to get to the finish line here? I don't see it.
You don't see it. But at this point, speaking specifically about the Southwest project,
mm-hmm.
People have talked about how much money it was supposed to cost, how much over cost it is, and over time, but so much being federal money that you'd then have to pay back if you don't complete the project. Project like this, are we invested enough in light rail in this metro area to say, you know what, we've put so much into it now, we're
overly invested in it.
Oh, I agree with you.
I agree.
I agree. But the fact is, we're overly invested and we can't change that. So are we to a point where you have to say, enough is enough, let's, cut it off here, or can you afford to say that?
That's that is what you just asked is the ultimate question, because I think that the decision makers say, we're too invested, we're too far down the road, we can't go back.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is where we're at, but I'm not sure that everybody thinks that way. And let's be honest. When you're getting money from here, there, you're not going to turn your back on the project.
Sure.
And I think that that's an issue, too. If you'd like to react, 651-461-9226. It is frustrating, though. It's just frustrating to wake up and you're getting ready to prep for a show, or you're looking in a newspaper and you look, and then it seems like every other week, well, we got this issue with Libra. Oh, we got this issue with Met Council. Well, we're convening and we're talking about. They don't even have finalization on where certain routes are going to be. Last summer, they were going to run it through the Lynn Park area, residential neighborhood, and everybody collectively said, no, you're not going to do that. You're not going to destroy that neighborhood. Now they're talking about running it down Washington and businesses down Washington. And, you know, you got to respect them speaking out and saying, we don't want this coming down here either because it's going to impact our business. So, Met Council, man, what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? But you're right, though. Like, how can you nip it in the bud right now?
Yeah. Are you, in poker terms, are you pot committed? Have you put so much in where you just got to say, well, I guess this little extra, why not? I got to at least see it to the end.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate the way it has to be looked at by some people, but it might be the truth.
Yeah. 651-461-9226. We'll take a break. Coming up next, there's another dilemma in Minneapolis that I want to address. Oh, I had to run this past Jordana and Adam before they got out of here, too. I'm going to run it past you guys as well. We get to that next in Relay In. It's the Chad Harmon Show.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's 12:49. It's the Lennis Construction Time Check. Time to invest in clog-free leaf guard gutters and receive 75% off installation labor. Before we get to another dilemma, there are a couple people that want to chime in on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. The first is Steve, who wants to weigh in as we're talking about the other light rail projects. How you doing, Steve?
Oh, doing great. And I do like your take on what we should be doing with light rail. I think it would be the definition of insanity to start another line and go down that road again. But I also think we need to think about, because so much of the mass transit is positioned as what we need to do for the environment. And I think buses, too. You see all these empty buses. You see light rail, the huge infrastructure. And we need to analyze, does it actually help the environment to have all these big buses on the road with three people in it?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a detriment to the environment and an inefficiency of government that needs to be seriously considered to be reviewed.
All right. Thanks for the phone call from Steve, who was chiming in via the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. Let's go to David, who's called into the Chad Harmon Show. How you doing, David?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
I just wanted to say I live in Minneapolis. I don't live near a light rail. And I don't live near where they're going to build one. I'm not an advocate for light rail. I used to live in North Minneapolis, and I've gone to probably four or five of these Met Council meetings, and they are a circus. They're just trying to sell this, and they won't even listen to other ideas. And I'll give you an example. I brought up electric buses, that how many routes you could basically create.
Mm-hmm.
With the money that you're getting to spend on light rail for electric buses. And, we can't do that. And shortly after I brought that up, and I brought it up more than once, the vice president comes to Minnesota, to St. Cloud, to promote electric bus company up in St. Cloud. And I really feel, and I know this, basically looking at what's happened in St. Paul, And a light rail going down West Broadway is basically going to destroy that neighborhood, because those businesses that are there,
yep,
which aren't many already, are going to cease to exist.
Yep.
That's all I'll say.
Yep. Thanks for the phone call from David. And listen, I have talked with my father, who goes to a ton of these meetings with the Metcalf, and he says exactly what David just stated. You're talking about a group. They're not, in terms of trying to listen to the people, the constituents that they should be listening to. They're just not. And when you have people that are stubborn and not want to listen to what people have to say, you're not going to have a lot of people on your side. Another dilemma I want to bring up. And this is
come
on. This is more so the WCCO family thing. Okay, because I ran it past Adam and Jordana before they got out of here. I brought it to your attention earlier today, because this is something that we all have to deal with. And it's not just us here at WCCO, but this is a downtown Minneapolis thing, right? Anybody that works in downtown Minneapolis and parks on the street will encounter this, okay? It is the – well, first off, good luck with trying to find a park, okay? Sometimes I will try to use the ramp if I have to use the ramp. Now, the rates for the ramps have gone up. And people can, we can sit here and say that no one's going to downtown Minneapolis. The rates for these ramps have went up, okay? And we have to park either in a ramp or on the street. Sometimes it's not easy to find parking on the street. But the majority of the time, I'll admit, parking on the street, right? How about when you try to get to work or whatever you're trying to go, and you have a block where they have the red hoods on top of
the meter signs.
The meter signs.
The no
right?
parking signs, yes.
And it, why are they doing so much of that when there's nothing actually happening at the moment? why are we being so proactive a day ahead and you're taking away eligible spots for people to pay for parking? I don't understand it, and it's driving me mad. I'll give you a perfect example, too, and I don't understand this one, but you guys kind of explained it to me a little bit earlier. Sometimes you will see people parked at one of the parking signs or spots. It'll have the red cover on top. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, how could that be? Well, the easy answer to that is the person was parking there, and then at some point, the traffic or the parking people come out and put the hood on there. Now, that seems a little bit shaky, because you don't want to be in a situation to where somebody views your vehicle or whatever as being in a spot that should be occupied because of the red hood. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then you get a ticket for that. Because I have had on a couple of occasions, it hasn't happened a ton because I work in the evenings typically, where you park there, you pay for the parking, you come out, and there's the red. Now, luckily, I didn't have a ticket, but I'm sure that there's probably, just being lucky, you don't run into an incident where you have, because I don't think that these parking people or the traffic people, I don't think they're all on the same page.
I can't imagine that. Come on.
I mean, this is Minneapolis.
No.
I don't believe that they're all on the same page.
I'm not going to let you say that, Henry. I'm standing up for all those.
But my point is that it is infuriating that we continue to do this time after time after time. Do you park on the street, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
A very far
How much
far
have
ways
you ran
away.
Into this?
Where I park, not often.
Okay.
Because there's not a whole lot going on.
You're parking like a mile away, probably.
It's near River Falls, where I have to walk in from. Because I'm so cheap, I refuse to pay $3 an hour for parking on the street here. No, but Hammer, who used to be with us here.
Yep.
And has moved on to a different thing. He used to, in the mornings, would get here early, 3, 4 a.m., and be parking. Same like you said. Would be parking at a meter, fine. All of a sudden, he'd look out the window, say someone had threw the hood on it. So he'd toss me his keys and say, hey, can you move my car to find a spot? Because I'm in some trouble here. I got a little issue.
Unbelievable, man. I just...
So basically, you can't take Metro Transit. you can't park. Man, you better invest in some rollerblades or a good bike. You're never going to get to work.
Hey, coming up next here at the top of the hour, we'll get back into the sports world. Michael Rand, Ramball from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. We got Wolves, Vikings draft possibilities, all of that next year on the Chad Armour Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.